The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Winchester's. We're getting set to go to game two of the night here at the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament. As host team, the JCN Lady Chargers are coming up against the Northeast Kansas High School Nighthawks. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. And not the crowd that I kind of expected maybe to see here tonight. So maybe they're a late arriving crowd. Maybe they've decided that the kind of drizzly, foggy evening that is projected to be coming this evening is keeping some of them home. So if you're not there and you're joining us here, we welcome you. Glad to have you along here this evening. Tell you what, PA guy, going to announce the starters. To the crowd, let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for Northeast Kansas High School, under head coach Marley Baum, Andy Kane is going to be starting. Allie Bertel and Amy Holloway, Allie Sifford, Maggie Wagner, and Laurel Swenson. Jefferson County North and head coach Steve Knoll, they're going to be starting the five that they've kind of settled in with at this point in the season with seniors, Abby Laird, Emily Langley, and Clara Johnson, joined by sophomore Riley Thompson and freshman Taylor Schrick. NEK is good. Okay, they come in here tonight. They are 10-4. JCN, good. They come in at 7-2. Jefferson County North is going to be the home team tonight, so we're in the familiar and comfortable home uniform, white with the forest green. And for the NEK Nighthawks, same uniform that they had the other night, the visiting team, and they are in black with white and kind of a, oh, I don't know, North Carolina blue. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for JCN, it'll be Emily Langley. For NEK, it's going to be Laurel Swenson. We're set to go. Game two. Hope you enjoy it. Game one. A dominating win by Rossville over Perry LeCompton. And here we go. The ball is up. Tip. Controlled down by JC. Chargers have it. Riley Thompson's going to bring it into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble, and we're underway. Right in front of the scorer's table. She'll pass it over to the left side. And as quickly as that, NEK is going to steal the basketball away and back up the floor with it. They're going to come. It's going to be Maggie Wagner with it. Out on top to Allie Bertel. Little skip pass to the free throw line. The ball's batted away. Swoops on the floor. Two players on the ground. And the ball's going to be picked up by JCN. And trying to steal it back. A very quick foul. That's going to be on Lauren Swenson. Now, here's the deal for NEK. And something that NEK's got to be careful about. You got seven. Okay? Can't be getting in a lot of foul trouble tonight. They have only brought seven athletes. The feed comes in the middle to Laird. She'll go cross-court for Emily, who had stepped in, I think, a little closer to the block than Abby had expected. That pass was a little too high and a little too long. It's going to go out of bounds, and Andy Kay is going to come back up court with a basketball. Half a minute into this scoreless ball game, JCN and NEK. And now the pass over to the left side is going to glance off the hands of Amy Holloway. Took her eye off the ball a little bit. I think she was already looking into the middle to see where it was going to go next, and she lost it. Goes out of play. JCN will bring it in, and we're going to have full court pressure with the Nighthawks tonight. Chargers will bring it up. Down the left side is going to be Riley Thompson, and her little bounce pass is going to be slapped out of bounds into the Nighthawk bench. 7:18 to play in the third quarter. Jamal coming in from the near side. Riley Thompson brings it out on top. Clara Johnson goes over to the right side, dumps it over to the edge to Taylor Schrick. Schrick holds it up, looks into the middle, the shoulder drop, turnaround shot, up and off the rim, won't go. Rebounding it back down, JCN, follow shot, won't go. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to be Charger basketball. Touch last by Amy Holloway. A minute into the game, neither team has put anything on the board yet. Chargers are going to be putting it into their baseline. Comes into the right side. Clara goes two, and it won't go in. Rebounded down by Riley Thompson, and JCN keeps it alive. Now they look for Abby. Laird down at the baseline. Bounces it back into play. It'll be stolen by the Nighthawks. Here comes N.E.K. He'll work it into the forecourt down the left side. Bertel. She'll hold it up way up topside. Swings it over in front of the Charger bench to Amy Holloway. Now into the corner. The baseline three. Too strong. Rebounding it down. JCN. Taylor Schrick, the freshman, will clear it down, bring it up the floor herself, and with 6.5 to go in the opening quarter, we're still no score. Now the pass into the middle for Langley, stolen away, and he came back up with it. Here's Winston, goes right side, stepping in, their driving shot is up, no good, and there's a travel. First substitution of the ball game will come into NEK, and that's going to be Zoe Chambers. And remember, Coach Baum, not going to have a lot of substitutes available here tonight. Now here's the driving shot, and we get a push and a little forearm. And the first free throw? No, they're going to say not a free throw shooting foul, but it is going to be foul number one on Bertel. Team foul two for NEK. And an inbound pass taken out on top by Taylor Schrick. Trick will cut to the lane, left side of the free throw line, dumps it down to the baseline. Cutting across is going to be Riley Thompson. Her shot is up, won't go. Rebound is on the floor. NEK coming up with the basketball, and as she tries to recover the ball, she slips to the floor and is called for a travel. And now we've seen the NEK team tonight, as checking in is going to be Lila Sturbins. So Lila will come in, and we have now seen all seven players here tonight for NEK. Chargers with it right side. That's Clara. Tries to drive in. Has the ball stripped away. Here come Nighthawks. Down the floor. Running shot. Up. No good. But Allie Sifford is coming to the free throw line. She's been fouled on that shot. Myron comes over to let us know that the foul is going to be on the Chargers' Taylor Schrick. Her first. Free throw. There's your first point of the game. First point tonight is going to belong to Allie. Second free throw. She'll get them both. So Allie Sifford with two. JC and trails in the ball game here early on. 5:45 to go in the opening quarter, 2-0. Chargers have certainly had plenty of shots. None of them have been able to fall. Now Clara will drive in. Lobs for Langley. The pass is batted free and stolen. NEK back up the floor with it. Down the right side is going to come Chambers. Zoe will kick it on top. The three set sail won't go. Rebound batted out of the hands of Langley, and it's going to get away out of bounds to Jefferson County North. Regular rotation, hustling in and out of the game. The Nighthawks have got, again, seven players, and it's been a constant rotation. Here comes Taylor Schrick. She'll swing it over to the left to Clara. Back to the right side to Riley. And her cross-court pass, the Chargers throw it away. and we're going to get a JC a timeout. Coach Stone not real happy. This team has gone nearly 3 minutes into the ballgame without having put a point on the board, and we're taking a timeout here at 5:08 to go, quarter number one. It is NEK 2, JC and scoreless.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Five minutes to play in the opening quarter. NEK with the basketball leading Jeff North. 2-0 here early in the game. Here's the shot up from the left side. No good. Pulling it down is going to be layered. Here comes JC. Coach Newell on his feet wanting his team to transition down the floor. They're not getting down there as quickly as he'd like. The pass coming out on top to Taylor Schrick. She'll ease away over to the left side. Alternating hands with a dribble. Jumps it back over to the right to Clara. Johnson looks inside. Comes back off on top. Now the pass to Langley. Turns, shoots, there it is. Emily Langley. And there's been a point for JCN many times come from the middle with Langley and Laird. It is a 2-2 game. And now JCN coming up with a steal. Here comes Riley. Thompson's cross-court pass will escape, get out of bounds, and the Chargers will turn it over. Two substitutions coming in for Jeff North as freshman. Gwen Blattner and Karina Johnson come into the game. Here come the Nighthawks approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter, and it is a low-scoring win. Nothing like we saw in game number one where Rossville scored early and often. Instead of that, Indy Kane's got the basketball over on the right side in front of the Charger bench. They'll feed into the lane. Back to the left. The three-pointer is on its way off the rim. Nope. And on the rebound, two players get tangled up for the basketball, and then we get a foul. We do. The whistle is going to be on Maggie Wagner of NEK, her first, and it'll be team foul three for the Nighthawks. Players coming in and out of the game two at a time now for NEK, and JCN will bring it in the backcourt. Another new player into the game for Coach Noel. We're going to have another freshman. That's going to be Carly Porter. Right side, running shot, off the backboard, no. Rebound, Nighthawk. Amy Holloway comes down with the basketball and up the floor. You're going to see Allie Bertel. Bertel with a little right-hand dribble, heels in the center circle. Back to the right, that's a really long three. Off the backboard, no good. Rebounding it down, JCN. Karina Johnson sweeps it down. Up the floor comes Clara. She'll swing her way to the right side, plays off a little bit of a screen, but can't get a shot away. Dribbles it back out toward the top, gets it there to Karina. Back again over to the right side to Clara. 3:15 to go and rolling in the first. A 2-2 ball game. Low scoring business. Karina has it left side, standing on the 3-point line. Comes back on the top to Clara. They look to the middle, look to the middle, but the NEK defense has been really good. Here's a running off balance, kind of an ugly shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound, pull back down, and a follow is good. Langley has four, and the Chargers go in front for the first time tonight. With 2 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the opening quarter, JCN is in front by a slim 4-2 margin. Pass comes out on top. NEK, Kim, they'll swing it over to the right side to Stifford. Stifford has her team's only points, and they came at the free throw line. Now they'll drive to the baseline, the pass into the middle, a nice move, and the layup is up and good. Stifford with two more. We're even at four. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. JCN, skip pass over to the right side. Karina will take it. Comes back off on top. Gwen, back to the left. Here's Clara. Got three. Clara Johnson makes it 7-4, Jeff North. And we're in a 2-10 to play in quarter number one. Lady Chargers in their player defense. Skip pass to go outside the left block. On the floor one time. Twisting, turning, rotating. The shot is going to be up and off the rim. No good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes JCN. The board by Langley. The outlet up the court. Clara's got it. Top of the key. Works between the circles. Eases over to the right side. Pulls up a dribble. Skips it over again. Langley will pull up from about 13. That one's wide left. And a rebound, Nighthawk. Minute 45 to go. Opening quarter going briskly. The feed back to the left side. Driving in. Big contact. That's the offensive foul. And again, the trick was, the problem was, the dropping of the shoulder by Amy Holloway. Had she gone in facing straight in, might have been able to get that defender backpedaling, but instead leaned in with that lowered left shoulder. Personal foul number one, team foul number four. Four NEK players with one foul each. Now, Clara Johnson and Emily Langley are going to come out of the game for the first time tonight. And on the upcourt play, we have a foul. .137 to go. And is that foul number five? It is. So that is going to be team foul five by NEK. That's going to put JC into the free throw line. With a minute 37 to go. Here in the first quarter. The free throw is up and good. The foul is going to be foul number two by Allie Bertel. The free throw is up and in. One more shot for Taylor. She'll hit them both. Taylor Schreck with her first 2 points. Chastian stretches its lead now to 9-4 with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Indy came with a basketball down the floor over to the left side. Starbins. Starbins will feed it back off on top. Gets it there to Sifford. She'll dish it right. Little head fake. Now the pass on the top. The shot for three. Going to be wide to the left. And Laird clears the board down. Here comes Jeff North. Taylor Schritt up the floor. Skip pass into the corner. Bounce pass down to the baseline where the ball is going to escape. Gets away from Gwynn. Picked back up of the Nighthawks with a minute five to go in the first. Outlet pass down the court. Too long. It's going to go out of bounds. Well, after a very brief rest, both Emily Langley and Clara Johnson going to come back in. JC, and after the slow start, has rolled up 9 points now. They've taken a 5-point lead. And they get the ball in play. We're at a minute to go in the opening quarter. 9-4. Here's JC in. They'll jump it left, bring it off on top, feed underneath, looking for Laird, but the defender gets in front of it, rejects the pass, saved on top. The jump shot from there is no good. But Abby goes up with the follow, hits it plus one. Abby Laird, nice job of situational awareness, coming down with the rebound, going back up with the strong follow, gets her first points of the game, draws the second foul of the game against Amy Holloway. And JC in, comes to the free throw line. Looking to add to their what is now an 11-4 advantage, make it 12. 3-point play for Abby Laird. 44 seconds to play in the first. NEK is going to be coming up the floor, and Chargers have dropped back. They're setting up the defense down at the baseline. You've got Laird and Langley. On the wings, you've got Schrick and Thompson, and at the top, you've got Clara. And the ball's going to be stolen. Here comes JC in. Half a minute to go in the first. Charges with the basketball over to the right side, but this is going to come Clara Johnson. Left side, Riley Thompson back out and off to Clara, 25. The feed will come to Langley at the free throw line. No backing in from there. Comes out on top to Schrick. Plenty of time at 17. Schrick goes baseline, runner up the window, no good. Abby down there, can't get the follow shot. Rebound Langley, slapped out of her hands and taken away by NEK. 8 seconds, up the floor with nine. Up court pass, batted away. Great defense by Riley. Back up with him in 2 seconds. 1 second. Running NBA shot. Off the glass, off the rim, but won't go in. Exciting opening quarter as JC has come from behind to take a lead after one. We go to the break. First quarter in the book. Jeff North, 12. Northeast Kansas Nighthawks, 4.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Up here in Winchester, Kansas, happy to have you along with us from the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament, wherein game two of the night, JCN, who started off trailing early on, have been able to come up with a 8-point lead. It is 12-4. For NEK, all the points have come off the hand of Allie Sifford. For JCN, balanced scoring. Emily Langley with four. Abby Laird, Clara Johnson, each with three and two for Taylor Schrick. NEK is going to have it to begin the second quarter. They'll bring it in at midcourt. We're back underway. We've been over to the left side. The chanting you hear from the background, a bunch of students in the student section to the right, a bunch of guys, to be very candid, making some racket, cheering on the ladies' team. Shot missed by NEK. Rebounded back down. Here comes JCN. Lady Chargers with the basketball, leading it by eight. Way over to the left side. It's going to be Riley Thompson now. She will try to go into the middle. The ball gets away. She dives to the floor. And Allie Sifford dives on the ball with her in the jump ball. Possession Chargers. It'll be JCN basketball on the alternate possession. Half a minute into the second quarter. Putting it in play, Riley Thompson. JCN's got their starting five back out there. Thompson, Johnson, Trick, Laird, and Langley. Here's a little baseline shot. Nope. Rebound, Abby. Yes. Abby Laird with five. And it's now 14-4 with 7:18 to go in quarter number one. Jefferson County North, the double-digit lead early now. Here's a turnaround shot from 16. Doesn't go down. Langley sweeps the board clean. And Clara Johnson nearly loses the handle on it. Saves it just in the nick of time. And now we'll bring it up the floor. Way out near the center circle with the ball. She'll kick it to the left to Taylor. Trick at the left elbow. Wants to go underneath for Abby, but I don't think Abby had any chance of getting to it as she had a defender both in front and behind her. Since she really had very limited access to the basketball, and back it'll come to NEK. 6.5 to go in the first half. Nighthawks back on offense. Looking for some offense. Having gotten only 4 points in the game. One field goal, two free throws. Here's a baseline shot. 14-footer. Count it right there. And that will be the first points of the game for Laurel Swenson. Laurel makes it 14-6. 6:15 left in the first half. Working first to the top. Now the baseline. Evans stolen. Here come the Nighthawks. NEK, right side. Going in. Going up. Shot blocked by Clara. And it's out of bounds to Northeast Kansas. Clara coming down the court very quickly, closed the gap in a hurry, and made that block. NEK back to the right side, and as the shot is forced up by Laurel Swenson, two defenders surround her, and we're going to get a foul on Abby Laird. It'll be Abby's first foul of the second quarter by either team, and that bodes well for NEK, who cannot afford fouls. They've already got two players with two. This free throw rims out no good. Laurel Swenson will have another shot. The winner of this one faces Rossville for the championship tomorrow night. The second free throw by Laurel is up and in, pushing the score now to 14-7. 6:01 to go in the first half. Still full court pressure applied for the Nighthawks down. JCN breaks it easily as the senior Clara Johnson works her way into the forecourt, takes it down the right side, dumps it over to Langley. She's walking the three-point line, so she's well to the outside. Now the feet underneath, and a turnaround shot. Laird for two more. Abby, a dominant player tonight, makes it 16-7, and she has 7 points of her own. 5.5 to go in the third. Baseline three. Hits the rim, bounces away, taken down by Langley, charges up the floor. Quickly, Riley goes left side, gets it to Taylor. Schrick can't handle it, and the Chargers are going to turn it over. I think in the process of that, Taylor had already taken a glance, was eyeing up the avenue between her and the rim. And then by the time she came down with the ball, JCN turns it over. Here we go. Coming in between the Nighthawk bench and the scorer's table. Northeast Kansas with the basketball. The three set sail, doesn't go. And for NEK, probably something they're going to need to do is score from the perimeter. They have not done that yet tonight. Here's a feed to Abby Laird. Because JC, they're going to score outside, but they've got the size in the two taller players, Laird and Langley. Here's a shot deflected. Rebound, JCN underneath Langley. Falling away, the shot's too strong. Rebound, Knight Hogson. Langley reaches in to tie it up, and they're going to call it travel. 4:50 to play in the first half. It is 16-7. Jefferson County Newark out in front. Again, the JCN students are, don't worry, all that noise is coming from over here. It's always fun to have student sections like that. Turnaround shot off the window. Emily Langley has six. And it's now 18-7. And the shot from the middle, and it's up and good. Holloway for two. 18-9. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Chargers will skip it. Right side, Abby. Baseline. Shot off the window. Doesn't go in. N.E.K. tips it out and then boards it down. Chargers sending three to the scores table. Here's a little Euro step. Shot no good. Rebound, Clara. Johnson down the left side with a left-hand dribble. Goes all the way to the rack. Puts it on its way and in. Clara Johnson's fifth point of the game. 20-9. JCN goes up 11. Their largest lead of the evening. Shot in the middle is no good. Rebounded down JCN. So for the second time tonight, an 11-point lead for Jefferson County North. And we're at 3:50 to go in the third quarter. And the Chargers skip pass over to the left. Nearly lost, but Riley does a good job hustling over to recover that thing. Kicks it out on top to Clara. And again, Clara Johnson backs all the way out very near the center circle. The feed comes in the middle to Abby. Her shot, counted. Abby Laird having a night. Her ninth point of the first half, making it 22-9. The three on the other end, swish. Well, that was a pretty shot off the hand of Allie Sifford. Her seventh point. 22-12. With 3:10 to go in the opening half. The skip underneath. Laird will have the ball knocked out of her hands, and we will have an NEK foul. Byron's going to come over here to the scores table, and the whistle is going to be foul number three for the Nighthawks, Amy Holloway. They're going to have to check back out once again. JCN will make a trio of substitutions, and we're just over 3 minutes to go in the half. And the game is Karina. She'll try to feed Emily Langley, but that pass is going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds. Chargers are going to be putting it in once again from just to the right side of the backboard. Carly Porter to inbound. Wants to bring it in down low. Can't. And her inbound pass is going to be batted and stolen by N.E.K. Maggie Wagner comes up with a basketball. Here's the outlet down the floor. Picking it out the right side is going to be Swinson. Brings it out to Chambers. Turns around, puts the three on its way. No good. Offensive board, follow shot, too strong. Rebounded again by Chambers. N.E.K. is keeping it alive with offensive rebounds. And we're 2.5 to go in the first half. Bertel with a basketball. Top side for N.E.K. Allie Bertel, a senior. The young team that N.E.K. has. Chargers leading it by 10. Pass to the free throw line. The look in the middle, no shot. On the outside, the three is going to be up and just going to be off the mark a little bit. It'll go out of bounds to Jeff North. Coach Nolan's going to rotate Taylor Schrick out of the game and bring Clara Johnson back in. 2:10 to go before halftime, and it is 22-12. On the left side, Carly Porter. Down low to Karina. Karina Johnson looks to the middle. Now, nothing there. We'll skip it back out on top to Clara. Emily. Here's a long two. Rattles home and a plus one. To the delight of the Charger crowd, freshman Carly Porter steps into that shot, draws the foul. And Carly will come to the line as that is going to be the third foul tonight committed by Allie Bertel. The free throw. Got it. the three-point play completed by Carly Porter stretches the JCN lead to 25-12 at a minute 50 to go here in the half. Equals their largest lead of the game, up 13. Here's a little turnaround shot to the baseline left for NEK, and Allie Sipper continues to pace her team. She's now at 9, 25-14, and a minute and a half to go in the first. Skip pass to the free throw line, or rather to the block. It's batted free. Two players on the floor, scrum for the basketball, and Quinn Blattner getting down there on the floor with Allie Sipper. They'll tie it up in the jump ball. Goes to the Nighthawks. 25-14, Jeff North with a minute 20 to go and rolling along here. First half. Here's a 17-foot runner off the rim, short. And a rebound. JCN coming down with it. Karina. Karina Johnson comes down with the ball. They'll feed it over to Laird. Her pass left. Back on top. They'll pass up the three. Abby picks up the loose ball and just scores it. When all else fails, you know, you don't know what else to do, just shoot the ball in the basket. It's as simple as that. It's not a complicated game. Chargers back up 13. Shot from just inside the arc, and that's a nice looking two. First points of the game for Lila Sturbins. 27-16. And a half a minute to go in the first. JCN has the ball knocked out of the hands of Clara Johnson, who's in. Does a really nice job of blocking Sturbins away from the ball as it rolls and makes its way out of bounds. JCN brings it in. They'll take it in into the backcourt, getting it there to Clara. Comes to the left side, Karina. Now to feed. Oh, they're looking for Laird, but that was a deft move. Nicely done. Swinson comes up with a steal, drives to the other end. The layup won't go. Rebound tipped down, and again, players on the floor. Nighthawks are going to save it. And we're going to get a Nighthawk timeout. Taking a break. They're going to have 9 seconds to get a shot away here. We're approaching the end of the opening half. Chip North, 27. NEK, 16.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Back with you here in Winchester as we're near the end of the half, 9 seconds to go before intermission. And the Northeast Kansas High School Nighthawks took that timeout. Let's see what kind of a play that coach has drawn up for them. They like to go into the locker room with a single-digit deficit. They're right now down 11. Here's a pass over to the right side. The quick turnaround, not going to fall. Chargers rebounded down. They cannot get a shot away. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Winchester to summarize the opening half for you. At the break, Jefferson County North 27, Northeast Kansas High School 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
from Winchester, Kansas. Halftime of the second game of the night is Jefferson County North has taken a lead over the Northeast Kansas High School Nighthawks, 27-16. Recapping that first half for you, NEK paced in scoring by Allie Sifford with 9. 3 for Laurel Swenson. Amy Holloway and Lila Starbent each with 2. For Jefferson County North, a great first half for Abby Laird. She's blazing the trail with 11 first half points, followed by Emily Langley with 6. Half a dozen for Emily, 5 for Clemmer Johnson. Carly Porter off the bench, completing a conventional 3-point play, and Tanner Schrick with a pair of free throws. Fouls are going to be the issue in the ball game, and J.C. has committed hardly any, but for NEK, 3 already in the contest for both Allie Bertel and Amy Holloway. And remember, NEK, only 7 players with them here tonight, so fouls are going to be an issue. They're going to have to be sure to be careful to try to stay out of trouble. From across the street, it's Joseph's going to have scores for you, I'm sure. The middle school game's going on. And that's it. We're going to take a break. Let Joseph take care of you as he does so well. We're at halftime in game 2 tonight. The halftime score, Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 27, Northeast Kansas High School 16. Back we go for a tournament halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you girls basketball tournament action from the Jefferson County North High School. We will return to Tom Counts as he's got the JCN Northeast Kansas Nighthawks girls game. Taking a look at the Care Country schedule, we've got basketball on tap for you in a big way. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens on the road taking on William Penn in Oskaloosa, Iowa. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. Tune in at 4 for the men's game. Then on Tuesday, we've got Valley Falls at Oskaloosa with a 6 p.m. scheduled start for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 to 8. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball again, as the Ravens will be playing host to Missouri Valley. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report to you. It was Centralia over Hanover, 42-38 in the girls' game. Donovan West beat Blue Valley, 54-36. Sabetha topped Silver Lake, 63-19. In the Chapman and Holton game, it was a squeaker, with Chapman having 50 points in the girls' game to Holton's 49. In the Atchison High Valley game, it was Valley Falls 55 to Atchison High Ladies 46. And in the game that you listened to earlier, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Rossville Ladies at 72 points to the Perry Lecompton Cause 21. Taking a look at boys basketball, I've got one final to report. It was Hiawatha 53 to Perry Lecompton's 43. At the end of the first, it is currently Chapman 22 to Holton's 14, I'm sorry, Holton's 15. And in the near end of the second, the Blue Jays of Sabetha are leading the Eagles of Silver Lake 31-29. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Low level off around 31. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Lows level off around 28. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 33 degrees and cloudy in Atchison. It feels like 28 out there with the winds out of the north-northwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 93%. The dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.31 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester, everybody. Joseph, what a job at halftime. You are the man, Joseph. Thank you so much. And as we come back, JC puts the ball in play, goes straight up, and Clara hits the shot. Chargers, moments into the second half, stretch their lead now to 29-16 for the, third time tonight? They're up by 13 points. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Kautz will be here courtside in Winchester, Kansas at the Jefferson County North girls mid-season invitational tournament. They have been holding this tournament down here for many, many years, and you have seen so many really, really good teams come through this tournament. Game one tonight, one of those teams is Rossville, dominant in their win over Perry LeCompton earlier tonight, and Rossville will meet the winner of this game in the championship game tomorrow afternoon back here in Winchester. Other games going on up at the middle school, the Nortonville facility. As Joseph told you, it was a Valley Falls win over the Phoenix, so they will move on, and the Phoenix will play tomorrow at noon in the seventh place contest. Inbound pass going to be slapped out of bounds on the far side, and come back in again to the Nighthawks. 7:37 to go in the third quarter, 29-16. NEK will bring it in. They change the starters a little bit. Lila Sturbin is getting the nod to begin the second half for the Nighthawks. Comes out on top also Zoe Chambers. Both of them will get a start now. Skip pass over to the right side, and Lila couldn't quite corral that thing. It's going to get away from her and go out of bounds in the crowd. Back going to come into JCN from midpoint on the far sideline, backcourt. Up the floor, Clara. Dumps it over to the left side. Gets it there to Riley Thompson. Riley holds the ball high above her head, feeds in the middle. Turning around, Taylor Strick puts it up, won't get it. Rebound underneath by Abby. She'll in traffic, put a shot away. Oh, I thought that was going to go in, but it kicks out, no good. Rebounding it back. Coming the other way is N.E.K. Swinson with the basketball, puts it off on top. Gets it there to Sifford. Sifford starts to the right now, drives to the left, pulls up from 15, takes it off the window, and he can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, pulled out on top. Sifford to three, can't get it to fall. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Riley Thompson. Back again, it's going to come to N.E.K. Nighthawks come into the game 10-4 on the season. JCN and a good NEKL, 7-2. Running shot misses, and another offensive rebound for the Nighthawks. Driving into the lane, the runner. Nice shot. It's up and in, and Allie Sifford at 11. 29-18, 6:23 to go in the third quarter. JCN up 11. Round to the left side with it. They'll go to the free throw line. Taylor has it. Works down the right side of the lane. Double dribbles the basketball. That was just one of those things. You drive down and you get a defender on you, and they're swarming around, but you think you can get away, so you put on the floor again. You're going to drive a little further, and suddenly it's like, oops, I forgot that I had already done that. Back is going to come. Northeast Kansas High School back up the floor. Inside six to go in the third quarter. Pass over to the baseline left, handled there by Chambers. Running shot from the left side is going to be off the mark. Allie Sifford couldn't get that one to fall in. Here comes JCN over to the left side. Langley stops off the window, can't get it to fall. Rebound in the lane, followed up, won't fall. Rebound pulled down. Laird can't get it to fall. Laird got it to fall. Abby Laird, relentless on that possession, gets her 13th points of the night. 31-18 and 5:27 to go. Now the ball is going to be stripped clean and stolen by Taylor Schrick. Now it's taken right away from behind her. It's really good speed by Lila Starbins. She tracks her down from behind, bats the ball out of her hands off the dribble. And on the other end, we're going to get a running shot up and good. Sifford continues to score it up. She's at 13 points. 31-20. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. JCN into the lane. The falling away shot by Clara Johnson gives her 9. 33-20. And we've still got 4:50 to go in the third quarter. JCN in front of the home crowd here put together again a 13-point lead. Skip pass to above the free throw line. The shot from 17 is going to be a little wide to the right side. And it'll trickle out of bounds back to the Chargers. JCN making a trio of substitutions. NEK is going to bring Amy Holloway back into the game. We'll just set that Charger 5 out there with Karina Johnson putting it in play to Taylor Schrick. You've also got Riley Thompson out of the court. I see Gwen out there, Gwen Blattner. You've got Emily Langley. And hang on a minute as I find Carly Porter. There you go. Carly's the fifth JCN player. Now, Chargers turn it over on the other end. The intercept shot is up and no good. And Joseph, I'm never going to get used to the quote-unquote Euro step thing. NEK runs Ali Bertel back out on the floor. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Here comes JC and Carly Porter coming up with it, has a strip. The drive for the left side of the lane. The shot is up. It's in. It's going to be a plus one. The bucket and one for Lila Starbins. The foul on Carly Porter. It's going to be her first tonight. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. Riley Thompson comes out. Clara Johnson reports back in for Jeff North out on the court. Lila Starbins, a freshman for the Nighthawks. Center free throw. Got it. Give her five of the night. 33-23. NEK not going away. We're midpoint of the third quarter now. Here's Clara to the right side. It's batted out of her hand. Picked up on the dribble. Taking it down the left side is going to be Bertel. Now, she couldn't fast break it down the court. Haven't too much trouble getting a hold of the basketball, but she is going to control the dribble. Bring it down to the middle. Now her shot underneath is going to be batted away, and it's going to go out of bounds off NEK. Emily Langley had just really rejected that shot. And trying to get it back, the Nighthawks just couldn't get it controlled down. Here comes Jeff North back on offense. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Score is moving along at a good clip. Sarah Johnson with the top side, and now a lot of contact in the middle, and the official down there at the baseline says that's just too much fighting through. The foul is going to be on NEK's Amy Holloway. Now, Amy's kind of jammed up. That'll be her fourth foul of the night and will prompt her exit from the game. Second will come Zoe Chambers. With 3.5 to go in the third quarter, Chargers have the basketball leading it by 10. Now stolen by the Nighthawks off the inbound pass. Coming up with it is going to be Lila Starbins. We'll go to the right side. Running shot off the window. No. Rebounding it down Langley. Emily sweeps it away. Gets it to Clara. Up court pass into the hands of Karina. And Karina has her shot slapped away. And the Chargers on the inbound. A little miscommunication. And it will come back in to NEK. 3:16 to play in the third quarter. Up with it and across the timeline. NEK glides over to the right side. Nice little baseline one-handed runner, but it's a little too strong, and Langley's able to clear it down. Gets it away up the floor. Calling a shot. Won't go. Rebound Langley. It will. Emily Langley collects her 8th point of the evening. It is now 35-23, back up a dozen. Jason has led multiple times, in fact, 4 times by 3. Here's a 3-point shot, won't fall, and a rebound. It's going to go back to NEK. Multiple substitutions coming in for both teams. 35-23, NEK is going to have the ball in play, Tredica by a dozen. They'll bring it off on top. Maggie Wagner, the freshman, swings it left side to Bertel. Gets it back. Shot is up. Runs off. No. Rebound Laird. Abby just having a swell night tonight. I mean, she's just played so well. Got 13 points. Leads all scorers. Now the ball gets way down to the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by Abby. And, or rather by NEK. Abby goes and retrieves it, and here come the Chargers. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. This time it'll be brought in play to Taylor. Trick, baseline, shot blocked from the side. Going to go out of bounds, and back to JC, and is the block by Bertel went out of play. 2:16 to go, third quarter. 35-23. Inbound in traffic, it's batted in JCN. Just a lucky break, able to rescue that shot. Now it's going to go out of bounds. Back to NEK. 2:08 to go, third quarter. 55-23. Here comes N.E.K. up the floor, crossing at the middle. The lob over to the left side. Sifford with the basketball, drives into the lane. It just has the ball plucked away from her by Taylor Schrick. Taylor, quick hands, just saw her opportunity. Reached in, got that, now feeds down to the baseline where the shot is set sail. And a foul is called. Carly Porter puts a shot up, but probably didn't have a lot of chance of it going in because she was bumped pretty hard and was badly off balance. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Laurel Svensson. Free throw. It's up and good. One more shot for JCN. Eyeing it up, looking hard. This one not going to fall. And rebounding it down is N.E.K. So Carly hits one of the two. Here's a hook shot on the other end that misses. Oh, and a good aggressive rebound by Taylor Schrick. She brings it up the floor, dribbling with the right hand and kind of fending off her defender with a forearm on the left. Charges back up court. Minute and a half. The feet underneath. The shot is up. No. And pushed is why Abby Laird didn't hit that shot. She was squared up, had beautiful interior position, and the defender comes from behind and just says, I can't let you have it that easily. It'll be the first foul tonight by Zoe Chambers, and the free throw coming up a little bit short. One more shot for Abby Laird. Only three team fouls by N.E.K. here in the third quarter. JCN has committed a single. Second free throw is up, and it's also a little bit short. The board pulled down by the Nighthawks. Here they come. Outlet pass, left side. The feed over to the wing. Back out on top, it'll come. Elbow three. Launch, no. Rebound in the lane. No shot from there. They'll bring it up on top. Another three set sail. It also will not go. Back up with it to come Jeff North. And another Taylor Schrick rebound. She's been really, really solid this evening. And we're at a minute to go in the third. Still a 36-23 lead for Jefferson County North. The bounce pass on top is stolen. Here comes Lila. Sturmans has a batted away from behind by Taylor Schrick and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Nighthawk basketball at their offensive end. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Back in for JC, and we're going to get Gwen Blattner and Emily Langley. Also back in is going to come Karina. Here's a 13-foot floater. Count it. Allie Sifford. 15 points for Allie. And it's 36-25. Down to a half a minute to go in the third. Long pass in the middle. That was a tough pass, and the shot won't go. The follow shot is taken, and a foul is called. And that will bring Gwen Blattner to the free throw line. So Gwen, looking for her first point of the evening. And this free throw, we'll give it to her. It is now a 37-25 JCN lead. And they are looking for their fifth 13-point advantage. And they're going to get it. 38-25. Half a minute to go, less than that now. 25 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a nice driving shot off the left side. Not going to fall. Offensive rebound follows up. No good. Rebound, Langley. JC's got 10 seconds to get this thing into the forecourt and find their shot. Here's Claire with it. Over to Karina. Karina has it stolen from her. Down the floor. Here's a running shot just across midcourt. It's good for three. Oh, a spectacular shot. And you know it's Allie Sifford. She got about a step and a half of beyond midcourt and fired that thing up. It glances off the glass, and it is good. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Going to the fourth quarter in Winchester, Kansas. JC in 38. N.E.K. Nighthawks, 28.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded.
my bank.
Leading scorer in the ballgame through three quarters is Allie Sifford of Northeast Kansas High School with 18 points. For Jefferson County North, double-digit scoring for Abby Laird with 13. It'll come in play to the Nighthawks in midcourt. We're underway in quarter number four. Nighthawks with the ball. Go to the right side of the free throw line. The 16-footer is on its way. No good. Indy King comes down with the offensive board. They're going to reset it. You can see, I think their plan is just to get someone open, put up some shots. Got to score if you're going to get back in this game. Right now, they're only down 10. Here's a baseline runner. No good, but we're going to have a foul. The whistle on Emily Langley, and NEK will do something they really would like to do, and that's come to the free throw line and have an opportunity to score without time going away. Emily Langley's first foul of the game. First fourth quarter foul for either team in the initial free throw by Lila Sternbitz is going to be a bit short. She's got 5 points and was 1 of 1 at the free throw line before that one. This one is up, and that one is short as well. Rebound cleared down by JCN, and now nearly stolen back. And what are we going to have? A whistle, a foul, a jump ball. What's the call here? The foul is going to be on JCN, Taylor Schrick. It'll be her second. Nighthawk basketball, and they continue to battle tough. Trailing it by 10, 7.5 to play. NDK has it on the baseline left, feeds it off on top, on the floor one time, 13 footers off the backboard, no good. Way upstairs, sweeping it down, it's going to be Emily Langley, and here come the Nighthawks, or rather JCN, and up the floor with it on the left side is going to be Riley Thompson. Abby Laird flashes up, plays a high post, dribbles down the right side of the lane, and the defender who's bumping and fighting her all the way down to the baseline commits the foul. And it will be foul number two for Zoe Chambers. So Zoe collecting her second foul. It will be, in any case, first foul of the fourth quarter. Inbound pass left out of bounds. And JCN will have it back once again. But this time from deep in the right corner, again, right in front of that student section. Looking it in, comes topside Clara. She will drive into the lane, has no shot available, goes left side, shot up, no, follow up, no, follow up, no. Rebound, spot four, and we getting a quick jump ball whistle, we will. A couple of follow shots for Abby Laird in the middle, but each one just kicking away and falling off. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. Chargers putting the ball in play, leading by 10. Now it gets away from Langley for a moment, who stumbles to the floor. Luckily, she was not hurt on that play as the defender had gone after the ball and Emily sort of sidestepped her. The defender lands across her lower right leg, but she's right back on her feet. Seems just fine. That will be, by the way, the third foul this evening for Zoe Chambers. 6:58 to go. 10-point game. Inbound it comes. The turnaround shot. Abby Laird for two more. 15 for Abby. 40-28. JCN at 6:50 to go. Nighthawks with a basketball at the free throw line. Batted free, but nicely saved. They'll dump it down to the right side. Kicking it down low to Maggie Wagner, where we're going to get a timeout. Nighthawks taking a break. Joseph, so shall we. It occurs with 6:39 to play in this second game of the night. Jeff North, 40. Northeast Kansas High School, 28.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Jeff with 6:39 to go with the ball game, and the Chargers leading it by a dozen. It will be NEK basketball at their offensive end. Anyway, Northeast Kansas done a great job tonight. They've battled hard all night long. Numbers are very limited, as they only have 7 players able to be here this evening. The inbound pass is going to be taken down beneath the goal, way beneath the goal, too far to get a shot away. Right on top, here's a 3, set sail off the rim one time, no good. And as Abby comes in the middle for the rebound, I believe she's going to be whistled for the foul, and she is. It'll be her 2nd tonight. Jason is going to pick up team foul 3. 6.5 to play. NEK not out of this. Inbound from way too far underneath the goal, and the shot goes up missing. Laird sweeps down the board and gets the outlet pass to Taylor Schritt. Taylor coming up the floor with it. Does not play like a freshman. She's got an air of confidence that she brings to the floor. Sure-handedness. She got the ball on the right side. Good ball handling skills. And now the pass cross court is going to be stolen. NEK down the floor. Left side shot rejected by Clara out of bounds. What a job by Clara Johnson. She followed the play down court, timed it very well, rejects the shot. No foul. NEK ball at the baseline. It'll come into the left side to Swinson. Swinson lobs it off on top. Sifford has it. She's been the scorer for this team tonight. As Jane Cena scored in the middle night with Abby Laird, NEK has scored from the outside with Allie Sifford. 5.5 to go. Now Jason coming up with a steal. Quickly down the left side. It's going to come all the way to the baseline. The running shot is up and too strong. Rebounding it down. Langley count it. Emily Langley with a follow shot. She's in double figures with 10. And Jason assumes its largest lead of the game at 42-28. And 5:23 to go. They go up 14. They led by 13 5 different times tonight. And as the ball comes into forecourt, NEK is going to take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? Taking a break, 5:17 left to go in this semifinal game in the JCN tournament. It is the Lady Chargers 42, Nighthawks 28.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. Joseph, I'm sure you've been reporting on the weather, but everybody comes in talking about the fog and drizzle and so forth that's moved into the area. But it's toasty warm and bright here in the gym. And the fans are being entertained by what's been an exciting game, although here with 5:17 to go, Jason has taken its largest lead of the night, up 42-28. NEK with the basketball, starts down the right side, puts it off on top. No shot there. And with the ball now, back it away is going to be Allie Bertel. Switches over to the left hand, dribbles around to the left side, takes it all the way to the block where her running shot is up too strong, rebounding it down. Here comes JC and Abby Laird with the board. JC will pass into the middle, looking for Langley. She's not able to get a hold of it. Taylor Schrick will pick the ball back up and bring it back up off top side. Now driving across is Clara. Here's a baseline shot. No. Off the fingertips of Riley Thompson, who's looking for her first point tonight. Couldn't get it to fall there. And a feed in the middle. A shot goes up. Parsons deflected. NEK could not capitalize. And back up with it will come Jeff North. 4.5 minutes of play in the fourth quarter. The shot misses. And it's Langley. Goes up with a follow. They wave it away as there was a foul off the ball prior to the shot. The foul is going to be on Laurel Swenson. It'll be her 3rd foul of the night. It'll be the 13th foul for NEK. JCN also has 3 team fouls here in the fourth quarter. Charger basketball at their baseline. just to the right side of the rim. And the inbound pass stolen by Swenson. Here she comes. It's 2-on-2. Back and forth. The shot, Swenson, she's put on the floor. And there's a foul. Thought she was going to be able to hit that one as she goes up with it, but coming in to commit the foul and stop the shot, Clara Johnson has her first. It'll be JCN's. I thought I had them praying for four. Yeah, four fouls. Free throws up and in and out for Swenson. Chargers will bring Gwen Blattner back into the game. Gwen out, and Abby Laird's going to get a little breather. Abby, the leading scorer tonight for Jeff North. Second free throw is good. 4 points tonight for Swenson. 42-29. And we're 4:17 and winding here in the fourth quarter. Winner of this game, as I mentioned earlier, goes up against the winner of our first game here on Care Radio tonight, which was Rossville. Now the pass is going to be stolen. Coast to coast. Driving layup from the right side. Good by Swenson. 42-31. And we are at the halfway point of the third quarter, and Coach Noel gets to his feet, and he's going to take a Charger timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 3:53 to go in the game. Jeff North, 42. Northeast Kansas High School, 31.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, it is an 11-point JCN lead. The ball is going to be launched in at the backcourt, and the Chargers. Karina Johnson will take it there. Goes on the right side to older sister Clara. Now out on the top for JCN is going to be Gwen Blattner to Karina. Back on top, a lot of contact. Carly Porter, though, is able to recover and pick the ball back up. See, now here's where the shot clock. Teams decide to do it next year, we come into play. Runner from the right side is off the mark. Rebounding it down, Northeast Kansas. 3:25 to play in the game. An 11-point Jefferson County North lead. Andy Key with the basketball. They're being patient here. They're going to have to be efficient. Here's a running shot from the left side as it rims out. There's an offensive rebound underneath, backing in. The follow shot is off the mark, and this time the board cleared away by Clara Johnson. Clara to Karina. Skip pass in the middle for Gwen. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be touched last by Nighthawks. Abby Laird will check back in. Checking out of the game will be Emily. 3 minutes precisely to go. Clara brings it in, comes to the right side, rotates, shot is up wide to the right, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds, and it will be off an NEK player. Back again to Jefferson County North from deep in the corner. 2:54 to go. Time beginning to run out for the Nighthawks. In the middle for Laird. Her shot rolls off the side of the rim, and Indy King's going to pick up the loose basketball. They will fly up the floor. The runner, no. Rebound, Karina Johnson. The freshman doing a nice job of sweeping down the board, and as she comes up the floor, it'll be batted away from her. Amy Holloway touches it last as it goes out of bounds. Make that Allie Swifford touches it last as it goes out of bounds. JC putting it in play. And now we're going to see a little pressure by NEK on the inbound. Karina hands it in the backcourt. We're 2.5 to play. Chargers with the basketball. I'm sure would look to be patient with it. Here's Gwen. Blattner pivots with the left foot. Feeds in the middle of the layer. Got a step. Got a shot. Couldn't get it to roll in. Nighthawks back up court at 2:15 to go. First right, then left. Now into the lane. The shot. Runner is up and good. Sifford with 20 points now. And it's 42-33. Just over 2 minutes to go. And now NEK coming up with another steal. And as Darbins comes up the floor, she's going to be fouled. And that's going to be on Karina. For Karina, foul number one. But for JCN, kind of importantly, this is foul number five. And Northeast Kansas High School is going to be able to come into the free throw line. Chance to add a few points here. Lila Starbins is one of three, and that one is also short. She hit her first free throw of the game, and then missed her next three. Now all of them have come short. Minute 58 left in the game. And Starbins. Shot not long enough. And it's going to be JC in basketball. Chargers putting it in play. Riley Thompson will inbound it. Coach Joe says, wait a minute, that's not what I want to see done. He was not happy with the alignment on the inbound effort for his Lady Chargers. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. The break with only a minute 58 to go in the game. It is JC in 42, NEK 33.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, JCN executes perfectly, has no difficulty bringing the ball inbounds, and then NEK comes up with a steal, and here they come. Outlet to the right side, it's going to be the long pass, and just out of reach for Amy Holloway. If you're the Nighthawks, you got Amy back out in the game because A, you're down 9, B, you've got only a minute 41 to go, and of course, she's been this long out of the game because C, she's got those four personal fouls. I'm going to see the Nighthawks apply full court pressure on the inbound play. And very smartly, they take Holloway out for that inbound job. So she doesn't pick up that additional foul. And JCN has no difficulty getting into the forecourt. And we're at a minute and a half to play. Chargers go left side, trapped down to the baseline, twisting, turning, spinning, can't get rid of the ball. Now the shot is going to be just forced up. No, but nice rebound, Langley. He doesn't hit it, but got fouled. A couple of free throws coming up for Emily. The foul is on the Nighthawks, Laurel, and Laurel Swenson has her fourth foul. So now we have two Nighthawk players with four fouls each. And the free throw for Emily Langley is effortless as she launches it high. It drops cleanly to the bottom of the net. One more coming up for Emily. Same form. That one does not go in. And here comes NEK. It's 43-33, and we're down to a minute 15 left. Nighthawks, it's a three. No. Rebound Chargers, Riley Thompson. The sophomore with a rebound, and up the floor she will come with a basketball. Pulls up her dribble and gets it to the senior team leader out there. So much of the time, Clara Johnson. Clara brings it over to Taylor. Taylor Schrick looks inside. Nearly a 5-second call, but nothing happening. 45 seconds ago, Taylor will drive to the baseline, puts up a runner that misses, and the rebound, Nighthawks. But maybe too late. Nighthawks coming up the floor with the ball. It's going to be batted away out of bounds. It'll come back in to NEK, but trailing by 10 with only 35 seconds left. Comeback is going to be a tall order here. It'll come in play for Northeast Kansas High School, just to the right side of the rim, down to the baseline. They'll bring it in right. The immediate shot, no. And an offensive rebound. They're going to reset it, but now we're down to a half a minute to go. Over to the left side is going to be Storbins. The three from the right side. There it is! Big shot they've been looking for all night. That one knocked down by Zoe Chambers. Her first point of the game, 43-36. JC and just looking to wind down some clock, and in any case, is not so fast. And Amy Holloway will reach in. She will foul out of the game with 13 seconds to go. And she will end the night with 2 points. And we'll be putting JC in at the free throw line with Clara Johnson. Clara, she can go into double figures with one of these two. First one, and that's 10. It is 44-36. 13 seconds left. This one will not drop, and the rebound, Nighthawks. And then JC, and I'm sure that coach knows, going to be going, "Thanks, I wish you hadn't committed that foul." So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. Not that there is enough time for NEK to steal a win away here tonight, but you just don't want to see with 11 seconds of the ball game and you're up by 8. That foul in the backcourt. Here's your free throw. And again, it will not go in. And NEK has not helped themselves at the free throw line tonight. They've had some struggles. This one, in and out, won't go either. Chargers are going to rebound it down. 8 seconds, 7. Up the floor comes Taylor. Just looking to run this thing out a little bit, and the pass is going to be batted away out of bounds with 2 to go. And all the Chargers got to do is lob this thing in and call it a night. They'll go into the backcourt. Final score in game 2 tonight. Jefferson County North, 44. Northeast Kansas High School, 36. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Well, the field is set for tomorrow night's championship game, as it will be Rossville and Jefferson County North as the Lady Chargers win game 2 here tonight, 44-36. Tell you what, NEK, pesky, would never go away. JCN getting up by 13, 5 times by 14 early in the fourth quarter. But again, NEK battled back, cut it to 7 late in the ballgame, and it was an 8-point difference here tonight. Recapping the scoring for you for the Nighthawks. Wow, Allie Sifford, 20 points this evening. Tremendous night for Allie. Half a dozen tonight for Laurel Schwinson. Lila Sturbins with 5. 3 tonight for Zoe Chambers and a couple for Amy Holloway. For Jefferson County North, here's the deal. No question about it for me. Your USB player of the game, you just say bank player of the game here tonight, Abby Laird. How about her? 15 points tonight. Had 11 of them at halftime. She was just fantastic all night long. And NEK had no answer for her as she led her Charger team to the W tonight. 11-9 also for Emily Langley. And double figures as well for Clara Johnson with 10. It was 4 tonight for Carly Porter. Taylor Strick with 2. And rounding it out, Quinn Blattner with 1. NEK now 10-5. JCN goes to 8-2. And again, in the title game tomorrow night, is in the first game of the evening, it was Rossville winning it over Harry the Compton. Hey, couple things to tell you about number one. Stick around. Don't go away. Joseph is going to spend some time with you, some quality Friday night time, you know? And he's going to be with you until it's time for the high school basketball scoreboard show. And the time that commences is somewhat fluid, depending on the other games that the other stations in our big happy family are broadcasting tonight. So when all the games are done, it'll be Jake and Boz bringing you the high school basketball scoreboard show. So stick around for that. You're going to find out everything going on in all the tournament games going on around and how the tournament brackets are shaking down. You're going to get the conference games that are playing. You know, a lot of teams are playing here and there, and they're going to iron that all out. So stick around. Basketball scoreboard show coming up here shortly. And also tomorrow, I'm going to be with you from Oskaloosa, Iowa. The Benedictine Ravens are back on the road after a home game, one home game in 3 weeks, and get right back on the bus. The Ravens are going to go to Oskaloosa. I'll be with them at William Penn. Ladies game, 2 o'clock tip-off. Guys game at 4, Ravens and the Statesmen. Hey, thanks for having joined us here this evening. A lot of fun at the JCN Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament, as it always is, and very, very accommodating hosts here. We want to thank him for that. Also got to thank our man Joseph at K Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done, but don't think you're going anywhere. You're not done yet. Scoreboard show coming up. That said, final score in the second game, it was Jeff North winning it 44-36. Tell a greet to you tomorrow from Iowa. For Joseph, Tom Count saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.